I find myself in an intractable position, and I need your counsel, Master.
She smiled, slightly, but not unkindly.
You have agreed to things you do not feel you can accomplish, or which you do not want to accomplish. Perhaps both.
Her powers of perception startled him.
You can sense this from so far away?
Truly, she was the most powerful Jedi in the galaxy. She shook her head, and smiled with charming self-deprecation.
No, Shigar. I just remember what it's like to be in the field. Responsibility, decisions, consequences, they feel very different when assumed in isolation. Do they not, my Padawan?
He lowered his head.
Yes, Master.
Tell me, and I will offer what counsel I can.
Shigar started at the beginning, with his and Lorin's arrival on Hutta. He skipped the mundane details of his infiltration of the palace and described his first encounter with the unique technology offered for sale by Tassa Barish. The silver roots spreading out from the vault into the underground tunnels, and Lorin's account of the droid nest the Jet Nebula had pulled from the wreckage of the Cinzia. He described his three-way fight with Dao Striver and the young Sith, then the emergence of the Hexes and their near escape.
You fought a Sith?
Master Satil asked him, sounding impressed.
I believe she was an apprentice, like myself. Else I wouldn't have survived.
Regardless, a Sith and a Mandalorian at once, and you did survive. Few Padawans could boast of such a thing, Shigar. The fact that you are not boasting of it, I take to be a sign of good character.
Master, I do not believe I survived by skill, or even luck.
In the retelling, he noticed several things that hadn't occurred to him at the time.
Striver would have defeated both myself and the Sith apprentice, given time. The interruption of the Hexes changed everything. He no longer fought us. He stood back to watch us fight this new enemy. I believe he was holding back.
She leaned back into her seat, cupping her chin with one hand. Shigar recognized the background. She was in her private study, an austere, minimalist space with few ornaments, but constructed from the finest possible aura wood.
I see. Go on.
He described the Hexes in more detail, beginning with the sixfold symmetry of their basic appearance, their identical lack of personality or individuality, and their deadly unwillingness to stand down. Then moving on to glimpses of their internal structure that he had received while killing one of them.
The technology is quite outside my experience, he said, remembering the honeycomb matrices and strange oily fluids leaking from the body. The Hexes are no more resourceful than any normal droid, certainly no more so than the training droids on Tython. But they display an adaptability I'd never seen before. An injured one merged with another to form a single eight-legged version. Later, one activated a camouflage system that the others didn't seem to possess, and the weapons of a third became more powerful. It almost seems like...
Like what, Shigar?
I don't want to say evolving, Master, but I do think they're capable of adaptive redesign.
In the heat of combat?
Yes. Particularly so, I suspect.
That makes them very remarkable droids indeed. Who could have built such things?
Envoy V.E. was interrogated by Dao Striver, Master. The Mandalorian let slip that Lima Zandrit was a droid maker.
Do you think these are her creations, Shigar?
I have too little information to say for certain, but what we do have is suggestive.
She nodded.
Indeed.